It's Sunday, December 27th, and you're watching the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Street Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. We got Geek and Chic over here.
Yeah, so Anthony was the only one.
Or is he?
Anthony was the only one not to get the memo that today was Maroon
Day. Today's Maroon Day at the Nerds in a Basement.
You know,
and what did he do?
I donated my only maroon shirt.
He wore He had the audacity to wear two colors.
And
Black's the shade.
All right, it's not a color. What is this, Archer's? My slightly darker than black
shirt.
But yeah, the whole office is wearing maroon. So
Even you can't see it, but decorated around us as a maroon.
Yeah, this is the same guy as like jeans and sneakers weekend. Nah, dog, khakis and like dress shoes.
Probably.
Anyways, the agenda for today is very special.
Very special.
What's today?
Today is the year-end awards for 3 Nerds in the Basement.
Oh, snap!
Yay!
We never really gave these a name, right?
Yeah, so this is it.
We called them the year-end awards.
No, but like, come on. We need like a catchier name.
The T-Nabs.
The T-Nabs? The T-Nabs? The T-Nab goes who?
We should get a snare drum in here.
None of us can play the snare.
I can play the snare.
Yeah.
Sure, buddy.
So
rock band.
Exactly. Let's play the snare.
So, I actually came prepared this year, okay? Remember how always last year I always, like, scrambled to get answers? But yesterday, I did some deep thinking.
That's good. I like it when you think.
Yeah.
I don't.
On the pooper.
It's dangerous.
Yeah?
On the pooper. I was like,
I think he's too dangerous. I don't want you to think.
Should we just get into it?
We got a bunch
of awards today.
We do.
Ranging from hottest male of the year.
To hottest female of the
hottest,
year.
Yeah, such a variety.
Ranges.
Damn.
We got
a bunch of stuff. All right. So what do you want to do first?
Well, we're going to go in order on the list, like we always do. And if I'm correct, like always, ladies first with these awards.
Ladies first.
Did you plan it like that? Because that's really good if you did.
Ladies first.
Ladies first. Ladies first.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Hottest female of the year. This goes to the female who
stole our hearts this year.
In any way, shape, or form.
Okay, so did you guys have a hard time with this?
I did have a hard time.
Me too.
Well, my actual pick was really easy, but thinking up more than just her.
Same.
No, I actually had it pretty easy.
Two?
This one, yeah, with two.
All right. Well, let's start you first, Mr. Easy Man.
Hold on. We should explain that with these awards.
All right.
Traditionally, every year, we have our fourth man, TJ, who's currently away on
Indisposed.
He's on a boat somewhere. Somewhere in the
doing important business.
Somewhere in Central America.
Laundering money.
I think he's with T-Pain as well.
I think so. He generally hears our discussion, and then he chooses from his own mind what he thinks is best.
Mm-hmm. And if it so happens to agree with one of us, then it's fortunate. But sometimes he makes up his own.
Yep. Yeah. But this year he's not here, so we've adopted we only need best 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3.
It's a majority vote on this podcast.
Yeah.
All right.
With that, let's start with Anthony's nominees for Hottest Female of 2015.
So my first nominee is Ariana Grande.
Oh, that is a good one.
Specifically because of her
Focus
music video.
But Vince
such cradle robbers.
She asked me.
You know Vince wouldn't pick this, right? Because you know what he said about her hair in that video.
What?
It's stupid. The white silver
what?
Hair.
Yeah. That looks awesome.
I don't like that.
She asked me
hair.
To focus on her, and she didn't have to ask me. All I had to do was watch that video, and I can't stop watching that video. It's really creepy. I don't know why. She's so hot in that video. And then I think like 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
We know who this is.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Ah, J-Law.
She was in Joy.
Is Joy even out?
Yeah.
It just came out.
Yeah. And she was in The Hunger Games Part 2.
Did you watch that?
I am Part 1. I watched Part 1.
So did you watch
Part 2? Did you watch one that's out this year?
I thought one was out this year as well.
That was last year.
Okay.
That was last year.
I watched the trailers for it.
Okay.
But she's hot.
Okay.
So like every year, Jennifer Lawrence is in my picks.
J-Law.
So Ariana Grande and Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Like, don't give me that judgmental look.
Okay, listen. J-Law won this award in the past.
She has.
She did.
And she can reclaim it.
She's going to earn this.
I am curious if she'll be the first to back-to-back her awards.
Who won last year?
Back. Oh, wait, no, she won't be able to back-to-back. But
yeah, it wasn't her, but I don't know if she'll snag another TNAB.
Yeah, a TNAB? We'll see.
Another TNAB for us.
I don't know. But when you're nominees for Female of the Year.
So I had a hard time with this one, but I remember there was one girl that really, really stole it away from me from one movie. Mm-hmm. It was Bryce Dallas Howard from Jurassic
World.
I remember when I was watching that movie, I saw her and I said, man, this girl's really pretty. And just every time, every minute, like raptors would be chasing her, I said, man, she's still pretty. T-Rex chasing her? Man.
Still?
Running in heels against a T-Rex. Good for you.
Yeah.
And my runner-up is somebody who I just started watching a TV show she was in.
Yeah.
And she's been in a movie with Reese Witherspoon this year.
Yes.
And it was Miss Sofia Vergara.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. It's just actually the first time I ever saw her.
If TJ was here, she would win.
Yeah, she would win. Like, instantly, right?
Good thing TJ's not here.
And this is why I got shafted this year. Because my man isn't here to back me up.
Oh.
He likes her, right?
He likes her a lot. He likes her quite a bit.
What, you don't like her?
No.
Look at him like, but no.
Here's the thing. 0%?
Anthony likes two types of girls. Asians and moms. This fits the mom category. Well, what's the deal?
She's just not attractive to me. Like, her voice gets on my nerves. I don't like listening to her talk.
Oh, really?
You don't like that?
No. Does she actually talk like that?
You don't like how she...
No, she upplayed...
Vincent! Oh, that's from...
That's from Mean Tweets. No, but like, it's just... apparently she plays it up for...
Does she? Yeah, that's what I think.
That's her. Yeah, that's her thing.
Yeah, but it's just her thing. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Vincenzo.
So my picks were really hard this year, but so I had to travel across the pond to get mine.
Oh, God.
Cheater.
Oh, I know who this is. It has to be who I think it is.
Okay, so my runner-up, I, to be honest, I don't know. I know she's in a show, but I can't remember what show it is.
Okay.
But I'm picking her strictly for her voice. That's Camilla Luddington for Lara Croft.
Wait, this is your runner-up?
This is my runner-up.
Oh, my bad. I don't even know who the main one is then.
My main one's pretty simple. So I picked my main one, not because I think she's like the most attractive person out there, but because she's the best female character out there. I picked Daisy Ridley from Star Wars.
Hmm.
Because she is fucking the best character that's a girl this year.
Oh, she's Rey.
Yeah.
I assume this is Rey.
This is Rey from Star Wars.
Yeah, right.
So I won't try and convince you guys that she's like the hottest out there, but I think she is the most important female character.
Oh, I see.
Hmm. So are you going to pick the shallow route or are you going to pick my route?
No. Pick the shallow route. That's what this award's all about. It's hottest female. It's on the list. It's on the thing.
You know, Anthony's main one's not really going to win. Ariana Grande's never going to get there.
Ariana Grande.
She's not going to win. Shut up.
Totally take it.
Listen. Yeah.
Hottest female. No. I didn't say woman.
She looks like she's 16.
She's 19?
Yeah, she's
so she's still a teenager.
So what? Yeah. She can win it. She can peak young.
Okay, well, let's ask the real question. Blaine, are you going to vote for Ariana Grande?
No.
Well, then she's out.
Damn it.
Not this year, man. Come on.
All right.
Maybe in 10 years.
But this year.
No. Hey, buddy. Like,
you're preaching to the choir.
Ariana Grande, for sure. Right here. And I totally forgot about her music video. So that
custing.
Yeah.
All right. What if I change it?
No, I
can't. No, you can't change it now. But I'm sorry, but J-Law's not going to win this year either.
She's not going to win.
No!
I am so sorry. I mean, unless you guys have another pick out there that you want to throw out there, go ahead.
That girl from Jane the Virgin. I forget her name. There's a TV show called Jane the Virgin. There's a Spanish girl in it. She's really hot.
Okay.
The main character?
Yeah,
the main character.
Okay. Blavin, how do you feel about your picks?
I don't know. I feel like Bryce Dallas Howard really got to me.
Okay.
I know she's not important in the grand scheme of movies.
Yeah.
But I will say Jurassic Park was the next box office hit before Star Wars came out.
Yeah.
So hey, just leave it there.
But here's the thing. I don't think Bryce Dallas Howard was
the attraction.
The attraction was Jurassic World.
It was dinosaurs.
It was dinosaurs, and it was surprisingly Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
His Raptor Bros.
Forgot about Raptor Bros.
Hottest males of the year, Raptor Bros.
Okay, I will have... I must say this, because I do think Rey is pretty as well.
But here's the thing about Rey. I actually like her voice more than her face, because she talks like Keira Knightley.
She does talk
like Keira. And I really love...
Is Keira Knightley in a movie this year?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Keira Knightley is like my long-time crush, though.
Is she?
Yeah.
She's... No, Natalie Portman is many people's long-time crush.
Yes. She's the other one.
She's the
other. I like the body
double. They're the same, two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Raichu.
I would go with Camila.
Oh, it's a two for two.
Jeez, oh, come hurt. On. It
doesn't matter. Like, she is fucking Camila pretty. Camila Luddington. She's super pretty. But
over Ray, she is prettier.
She's definitely prettier, but I like Ray more as a...
What are we trying to get? Not chauvinistic up in here? Come on.
Listen, if you haven't noticed, I'm going to try to make Star Wars win every award on this list.
Oh, so. Gross.
Oh. Who are you going to pick for... Familiar. Oh god.
Kylo Ren.
No, he's gonna pick Han Solo. I knew it. Oh man.
So I'm gonna vote for Daisy Ridley as Rey.
I vote for Camilla Luddington.
And Blavin goes with
I'm going with Rey.
Thank you to my compatriots for siding with me this year. Daisy Ridley.
All about J-Law.
Come accept your award. You know, give us a T-nab. Call. Give us a call. Get your T-nabs right here.
This joke never gets old because we only use it once a year.
Yeah.
Once. Come precisely get it. One Come episode. Get it.
I know this movie made you a big time star, but back when you were little, we supported you.
We supported you, yeah. Before you were a star.
And by supported you, I mean I Googled your name to see what I
was. Also, that state, that Broadway play.
We saw that Wikipedia article.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It was pretty empty. It was pretty easy to.
It's pretty empty. It's so mean.
Well, now she won the T-Nab.
But the thing
she
is,
she made it.
The T-Nab.
Here's the thing, though. If she goes from plays and stuff, being part of Star Wars is actually a very big deal.
Yes.
I would say in the movieverse,
It is, yeah. Actually, you know, have you seen Daisy Ridley outside of Star Wars?
No.
No.
She looks way prettier outside of Star Wars. She doesn't look like an orphan slave.
But does she look like Camilla Luddington?
No, but Camilla Luddington's pretty cute.
Never.
That's why we should switch.
No, it's Daisy Ridley. It's already been done. Let's move on to the next category because gentlemen always go second.
Gentlemen do go second. It's true.
That's a model we live by here on TNIAB.
Mm-hmm.
Chivalry may be dead.
Hottest male of the year.
All right. All right.
I think I will go first on this one.
Oh my God.
Oh my Lord.
Let me just pull up my
two Star Wars picks. Runner up, Han Solo, followed by Han Solo.
No, so I went on
Young Han Solo.
Chewbacca.
You guys are pretty. You guys got pretty on point. I went with the old man route.
Oh God! Wait, no, that's okay. I think I know who the other one is.
My runner up is Tom Cruise from Mission Impossible: Rogue Nation.
All right.
Because even though he's crazy, every time I look at Tom Cruise, I'm like,
Tom Cruise is Tom Cruise.
I'm like, one day. When I'm like your age, I hope I'm half as cool as you.
Age like that?
Yeah, I'm just like.
Is he also so super buff?
Yeah, and I'm just like, how?
Yeah, man, in Rogue Nation, he did all of his stunts.
Yeah, that's
nuts. Like I look at, like, yeah, I watched Top Gun, I'm like, yeah, he was young there, but like, look at Tom Cruise, and I'm like, you're still pretty damn cool for your age.
The thing is that we say he's cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
But is he hot?
You're right.
Yeah.
Old man Han Solo.
Oh my God. He's not hot.
God, one day, I hope I can...
Fly a spaceship with a furry friend?
Shit, man. Damn, that was good. It's real.
Were you home?
I was home. Oh, I was fucking home, guys.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right, Blavin. Hottest males. Where is Chris Evans runner-up? Or
I hope Chris Pratt's on this list somewhere.
So, my runner-up is... They're both Chris's.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
My runner-up, sorry, is Chris Evans.
Oh, runner-up! What happens?
I just
was Sephiroth in the movie? Children 2 coming out stealth?
He was only in Age of Ultron. And he did have one of my favorite scenes where he ripped open a log for funsies.
That was fun.
Yeah. But I guess this movie I like the human characters more than the dinosaurs because the other half of the coin with Bryce Dallas Howard was Chris Pratt, and I really enjoyed him as his character Owen in Jurassic World.
Huh.
He was funny.
I liked him too.
He still looked good. He didn't gain back the weight from Guardians. So
yeah
he
still he's like that. He was pulling out like rugged handsome look.
Yeah, and he's just the funny handsome guy, which is you know what everybody but Anthony strives to be.
I know.
Okay, Anthony.
So yeah, Chris Pratt's my winner.
Let's hear what you got.
My runner-up is has recently said that he'd rather cut his wrists than play his next movie role.
Oh, so you also went down the
line. I did also. He's perfect.
Okay.
Daniel Craig.
He's so
James Bond. Oh, but he's still so good in that movie. Yeah. He's a good-looking dude.
He is the best part of that movie.
He's a good-looking dude. And then my pick, which I don't think any of you would have thought of,
no,
is Jake Gyllenhaal from Southpaw. Oh, he was ripped in that movie. He was looking mighty fine. And yeah. I got to say, that's peak physical condition. Jake Gyllenhaal is way better than creepy Nightcrawler. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, okay, I can see that.
Jake Gyllenhaal's a good-looking dude. That's who I strive to be.
Okay.
Looking like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Child?
Yeah. All right.
Well, let's see this one quick, because let's get out of the way. Are we at all really going to go down the old man route here? Or no?
I don't think so.
We don't think so.
Unless it's Daniel Craig.
Yeah. Then no, we're not going down the old man route.
All right.
So no Tom Cruise, no Harrison Ford, no Daniel Craig.
Okay.
All right? Yeah. Those are gone.
So who's left?
Chris Pratt, Chris Evans, Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, I mean... Oh, you're just a double old man.
Yeah. You know who almost made my list? I was going to pick Bill Hader as BB-8.
You know who almost made my list? What's his name? Well, he's never made my list yet. Channing Tatum.
That's his Magic Mike SSL.
And Sofia Vergara's husband, which would have been hilarious.
Well, you know what?
Wait, he's Sofia Vergara's husband?
No, Joel Manganiello.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the tall dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the beard.
Come on, let's pride it up. You guys know you want
me. I will pick Chris Pratt. Because he's not like classically hot. He's not trying to be this unattainable goal. He is.
But you know who else is doing that?
Who?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, he went to peak physical condition.
Okay, you know who went down to peak physical condition? Chris Pratt, because he was super fat.
In what?
In Parks and Rec.
In his whole life.
Yeah, yeah. But he also went up. That's what we're saying. So if Jake Gyllenhaal can go up, why can't we set the
same thing? Did he really go up?
But Jake Gyllenhaal's always hot.
Yeah, but he's hot.
When have you ever seen Chris Pratt as a sex symbol?
Chris Pratt has always been hot.
It doesn't matter.
He's just been hiding it underneath a layer.
Why are we having this discussion? I vote Chris Pratt.
Yeah, it's the
one. Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah.
All right. I believe it gets one to them.
But I could convince him.
Good guys.
I was trying to switch it. I was trying to convince him to sway the other way.
Yeah, right.
It's not immediate.
You know, I thought you two were going to gang up all the time, but... No way, man.
We're opposites.
Yeah.
This is why we sit like this, because I'm on one end, he's on the other end, and you're like in the middle.
Yeah. Award number three goes to the... Award two goes to Chris Pratt. Remember, pick up your teen abs.
Come on, hang out.
Yeah.
Well, if you actually show up, we'll figure out something, I guess.
I would love to hang out with Chris Pratt.
He sounds cool.
Yeah, bring the Guardians. It's cool.
Yeah, well, you know, we have some good restaurants in our city. We can go hang out.
You can bring... Uhura. I mean, the other chick. What was it? Gamora. Same actress, right? The joke works, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, if he was in a movie, I would have picked him.
Who?
Chris Pine.
Batista?
Chris Pine?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Kirk. He wasn't in a movie.
He wasn't in anything this year.
Chris Pine's a good looking dude.
I would have picked him.
But you know who's better than Chris Pine?
Who? Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth!
Yo, Chris is all over. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
All right, our next category is the most underappreciated of the year.
Uh-huh.
This award goes to the person, thing, place, or whatever.
Place.
That
my room.
That was, you thought was excellent, but was just passed by. This is essentially our hipster award because it's the best thing that you did than no one else.
My pick for hottest female.
This podcast.
Oh, shit. That's so meta.
Oh,
are we legally allowed to win our own award?
We got to thank everyone at the Academy.
Thank you, Vince.
Everybody in the basement. This wouldn't be possible without us.
Oh, man. All right. Like, what are your picks?
Okay, we can't pick ourselves.
So my two picks actually is one game that got not a lot of love because after it came out, I didn't hear really much about it. It was Galaxy, actually. So I attained this game and I played it. But then afterwards, I've been telling people to play it, but nobody ever tries it. And I think a lot of people I know would enjoy it, but they just haven't gotten around to it.
I feel like a lot of people here, it's just super hard.
Yeah.
And they don't want to touch it.
Yeah.
And you know what? You shouldn't let that take you away. This game is really an ode to old animes and asteroids and all that kind of stuff. And it's something that's really, really fun, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's really good. If it's hard, it's just fun to keep trying. I never got frustrated with the deaths. Because I knew that I just felt like if I kept trying, I'd get better, and that's what I was looking forward to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
this is really good. And also, I was playing on mouse and keyboard, which is hard.
Okay.
But my underappreciated number one of the year is a movie that no one will go see, and everyone will just say, I'll see it when it comes out on DVD. It's Creed.
Oh, does no one actually want to see that movie?
And all my friends kept saying, have you seen Creed? Have you seen Creed?
No, that's like, true. Like, critically, I've heard nothing but great things, but yeah. When I hear word of mouth, it's like, sorry, what was that?
Yeah, look, wow. My friends just won't go see it. They just don't want to pay money to go see it.
That was a good movie.
Like, even me.
Wait, you saw it?
I don't want
it. I saw it with you.
Oh, my God.
Wiener?
I think, Anthony, you should get the most underappreciated award.
I vote for myself.
Y'all hate.
God damn it.
You know, I can see those.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I felt like it didn't get enough, as much love from people.
Okay.
People won't try to go see it because they feel it's a Rocky movie. If they haven't seen the Rocky movies, or if they just think it's a sports movie, I feel like it's so much more than that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. No, it is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like I fall into that category. I don't want to see this movie until it's on DVD.
All right. Do you want to go next? Or?
Sure, I'll go next. So my first runner-up is a comic called Transformers More Than Meets the Eye.
Oh,
all
right, cool.
So I've been liking this comic for the past couple of years.
Yo.
But I've been liking it with the thought that, like, yeah, I'm a Transformers fan. Of course I would like it. But recently, I'm like, this is really good.
This is just a good comic.
Like, this is just a good comic.
All right.
And then I look to, like, other sites and just, like, who don't really cover Transformers are like, yeah, this is, like, the best comic out there.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh! Huh!
I see.
All you non-robot fans, you should read this shit. All
right.
It's fun. So, yeah, I totally picked that. But my real one, my winner is Star Wars Rebels.
No.
The TV show?
You mean the hottest cartoon with all the kids?
That's not forever. The hottest cartoon on TV!
The hottest cartoon.
The Ninja Turtles are the hottest cartoon.
Okay, the second hottest cartoon.
I picked that. But the thing is, like, the only people I know who watch it are Star Wars fans.
Okay.
Nobody else watches that show.
You know who watches the shit out of that show?
Tell me.
Little boys in JK to SK. That's all the kids at work talk really? About is Star Wars Rebels.
Really?
Like, this show's awesome. Like, Anthony, do you watch Star Wars Rebels? Like, that's, I'm like, no.
What did you watch Star Wars Rebels?
No, I did not.
It's totally going over your head. So it counts.
These kids just love it.
Well, kids don't count, okay?
Yes, they do. They're part of the demographic.
I pick Star Wars Rebels.
I don't think that's underappreciated at all.
You can argue against me, but I pick it.
All right, that's fine.
I
don't like your decision, okay. But I agree with your fact that you can make that decision.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
So, my first underappreciated of the year is Disgaea 5.
That didn't get a lot of...
I don't think that's underappreciated. I think that there's a number 5 at the end of that title. Everybody knows what Disgaea is. And
yes.
At this point, the audience realizes this is not the game for us.
But this is Disgaea 5, I feel, has done a lot with the Disgaea formula to make it a lot easier to newcomers.
Right.
And the fact that it is the fifth gives people that
impression
of, like, oh, people who know what this game is are going to like it because it's super deep and it's complex and whatever. But Disgaea 5 does a lot to simplify that curve into late game Disgaea, does a lot to make it user friendly, make grinding less annoying and stuff like that. And just it does a lot of smart decisions with gameplay mechanics.
Okay.
And just because no one gave it a chance because it's got that 5, I feel it was underappreciated.
Okay.
But my real underappreciated of the year is a movie I think only I saw out of all of us.
Wait. Joy.
No.
What? Fuck, I know what this is.
Tell me the plot. I'll
I don't know, actually.
Straight Outta Compton.
No, what? I saw it.
You saw it?
Twice.
What?
You both talked about it.
Now who's the wiener?
We're both wieners. But yeah, no one talks about that movie other than...
What are you talking about?
What? I haven't heard anybody talk about
that movie. Everybody talks about that movie.
What?
That's like one of the most...
The Twitter...
Everyone I talk to is just like...
What are you talking about?
I'll wait till it comes out on
DVD. The world was in, like...
The Twitter script went crazy.
What?
The Twitter script never went crazy for Creed, but...
You know, it went crazy for that meme. The straight out of whatever meme.
No, but Anthony, that's kind of the point.
But no one... I don't feel like anybody saw that movie.
No, that... Okay, I'll give you this guy, but I cannot give you that.
All right, fine.
That was like... That's playing off... That movie is about, like, one of the biggest R&B fiascos in history.
But I felt like no one watched it, because, like, everyone I talked to...
But you said that it's underappreciated.
You don't have friends who are in that scene.
True.
No, but the thing is that you said it's underappreciated, but the fact that it spawned enough Facebook memes that people change their profile picture to it, doesn't that kind of say that it did get media attention?
All right, I'll switch it. This guy 5 is number one. Shit. I need to talk with more people.
Yes!
No, but you saw the memes on the Facebook people's profile straight out of whatever, right?
People change their profile pictures?
Yeah.
I just saw
that. Everybody did everything.
Oh, man.
I felt that no one watched that movie.
I think your memory just is just fading you because that came out at the beginning of the year.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
It did come out pretty
like,
early.
It came out like February? January?
No.
Maybe?
No,
it was like, March. Honestly, it was like, yeah, closer to the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, closer. Oh, okay. I was thinking something else. Okay.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, no, I said, everyone I talked to is just like, I'll wait.
You know what actually has zero?
I don't want
to. Think. I'm not going to lie. I'm not trying to push my pick, but Creed actually had zero. Like
Creed actually had like, yeah.
Yeah, nobody actually.
And that's in recent memory to where I'm just like, yeah, actually no one is actually.
I would pick Creed, but I didn't see it, so I can't really put a vote on that. So
but doesn't that make it even more eligible? Yeah, like isn't that bonus points?
Well, I can't tell if it was a good movie.
That's true.
So I don't know if it's worthy of being underappreciated.
That's true.
So I go for Galaxy.
Oh, sick! Another one for the good guys.
I go for Galaxy as well, then.
Oh, unanimous vote, Galaxy.
That's a great game.
Another TNAP for me.
It's good job of winning the most underappreciated of the year, Galaxy. Come collect your award.
I'm just messing with you. It's totally appreciated.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's
right?
Not.
So what's the next one?
Next category is one of my favorite awards of the year.
Ooh. God, hold on.
It's called Disappointment of the Year.
Oh, I can't wait.
This is one of my favorite categories.
It's a fun category.
This is a fun one.
This goes to the property or person or whatever that, let's just say you had high expectations for and then was just kind of...
Either shit, mediocre. Yeah.
Can we go like runner up, then?
Okay.
We're gonna do runner up reasons. It's like runner up, then he tells us reasons why, and then are we just gonna do titles?
No, let's do the title first, okay. And then we'll discuss it after.
Runner up, Anthony, go first.
My runner up is Avengers: Age of Ultron.
Wow.
No,
I'm gonna punch you.
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Go blame
him. Spectre.
Huh? My runner-up is Final Fantasy XIV: A Realm Reborn.
Ooh,
that was a bad time.
That's not true, but okay.
The guy who's still paying for a subscription bought Heavensward and does not play the game.
So the only reason
still good.
So the only
he just wants to justify his
that game. No, that game's still
so
good.
The only
though.
Reason he won't cancel it is because he doesn't know his password to cancel it.
No, I got it back. I'm playing now. I got it back.
Okay, buddy. Sure.
Okay, so okay, let's go reasons. So you
for runners, are we doing the dude?
Reasons for runner up.
Okay. Yeah.
So Final Fantasy 14: Realm Reborn. I was sold on the hype. It's partially the reason I got a PlayStation 4.
Okay.
And it was the game that I was described to me as like, listen, I know you don't like MMOs, but you like Final Fantasy. You like classic Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
This game is classic Final Fantasy. The single player aspect is great. You don't need friends. Get into it. This is a fucking MMO. I don't give a shit.
Huh?
I don't care about it. I don't want to group up and wait 1 hour to get into a
roll dance. A healer, bud. 5 minutes, 5 seconds, I'm in a group.
Fuck this game.
I think your problem is not the game. It's just MMOs. You just don't like MMOs.
Yeah, but I was sold on the idea that this is an MMO for those who like single-player Final Fantasy.
And it totally is.
And it's not. The story sucks.
Story's awesome!
No, it doesn't. What? It's not good. It's not
fantastic.
Good. Like this, maybe the concepts are great, but the way it's told is just garbage.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Fuck that game.
What?
See, the reason I did this is because look how heated it gets now.
Yeah,
can you imagine
wrong.
What it gets to?
That's just wrong.
So Spectre for me, I had high hopes because I did like the other James Bond movies.
Yes.
And the last one to come out was Skyfall, which actually I liked.
Skyfall is my favorite out of all the Daniel Craig movies.
But this one was so boring to me. The only thing that was good that came out of this was that I liked his watch. And it was even worse because the watch was so expensive that even if I maxed out my credit card, I could pay for that watch.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. This, I don't know, this movie sucked. The first 10 minutes were sweet.
Also, fuck that watch.
Fuck that watch.
Okay. Anthony?
My runner-up for disappointment was
Ultron.
Avengers.
Yeah. Anyway.
This is not necessarily because I thought it was a bad movie. All
right.
It's because all the Marvel movies coming from, like, the last Avengers, all the Marvel movies after the first Avengers are so good. And when I watched this movie, I thought it was just mediocre at best.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably the fault of being that dark middle chapter. It's trying to set up for Civil War and also like the next Avengers and like a bunch of other movies. and maybe it just had too much on its plate. And I'm not saying this is a bad movie, but I'm saying
but you're saying it's a bad movie.
It was disappointing.
Oh fuck, man. Okay. All right.
All right. I'm gonna die. You guys are gonna beat me up.
Let's go to our real picks, though.
All right, the real picks.
Mine, believe it'll be happening here, is 007 Spectre.
Ooh. Ooh.
All right. All right. So mine is Battle for Zendikar, Magic the Gathering.
Oh, wow.
It made me stop playing Magic.
Just in this block or yeah. all together?
This block. I haven't played.
But blocks. There's like waste mana now.
Ugh. Anyway, you.
Mine is Rock Band 4.
No, but God, I gotta pick this just because it's shitting on something you like.
I love Rock Band.
Anthony loves Rock Band.
So before you start, I just want the audience to know, I remember one day they came over and he's like, I bought Rock Band. It was like $400.
It's $350.
And we asked, do you have anyone to play with?
Nope.
No.
Is it good?
No.
He didn't answer. I was so sad.
So, like, they have patched a lot into this game to make it better, but that initial release of Rock Band 4 was so soul-crushing. It destroyed me. That all that game had to do was ship a playable product.
No!
And it would have been amazing to me. Alright? It would have been fan-fucking-tastic. But this game is a death by a thousand cuts.
Like, a little cuts. You like, can't stop it, and like, there's no way to stem the bleeding.
The whole thing, it was just like, I had, you can download all your DLC. Awesome. No, you have to manually go through all 2,000 pieces of DLC in the PlayStation Store and download them individually.
Oh my God.
They'll show up as free, but like it doesn't sort like that, so your free stuff doesn't float to the top. I had to go through every single page on my PC. the drums just straight up didn't work on my kit. The red pad didn't connect fast hits. When I hit the bass pedal, it hit the blue pad off for some reason. So I had to send that back.
Yeah.
Calibration was so messed up.
Tell me more.
That if you calibrated with the drums, the guitar calibration didn't work. But if you calibrated with the guitar, the drums were out of sync. So you couldn't play multiplayer. So if point of the game is to bring your friends over and have a rock band. There was no online play. There was very minimal leaderboards.
Yeah.
They just cut out a bunch of support for instruments they already had and work they've already done.
So you're saying this game was the best?
It was the
game of the year.
Biggest disappointment I've ever experienced.
That's saying a lot.
It crushed me. Video game experience, not life experience.
No, but like that's crazy because I could just imagine you sitting in your thing and just like thoughts in your head going, "Oh God, did I just spend X amount of money on this?"
That's literally what happened. I'm like, I hope they fix it. And like, it took 9 patches. You have to. They only fix the drum because your instruments have firmware.
Yeah.
And they don't tell you anywhere within the game that your instruments have firmware. So if you are not into like the video game scene and someone just doesn't know, you're playing with busted instruments that can be fixed via a firmware update.
Yeah.
That you just wouldn't know.
So like, people without internet connection just get boned.
They are boned. They are done. It was a death by a thousand cuts, and each time I would like see something wrong, I'd be like, oh, and I'd be like, see something, I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm just like, sink in my chair, and I'm like, I don't want to play. I didn't play it for like a good couple months until December, until they released their latest patch.
This month?
Yeah, until this month, and because they released a patch that fixed the calibration.
Wow. That is just that story alone.
He's gonna pick. I pick Anthony's sadness.
Yeah, me too. I pick that sounds fuck awful.
Rock Band 4 was the most disappointing thing this year.
All right.
No, but the thing is that I think you love Rock Band more than I love Magic, and that just sounds like
crazy. I love Rock Band.
You used to play it nonstop. Yeah.
I'm still playing it now that the calibration's fixed.
Yeah. All right,
then. Fuck. Rock Band. Hey, this was a sad category, but hey, it got you there.
Get there. If you want it.
You get a TNAB.
Yeah, shit.
I don't know if you want it.
Yeah.
You want
it's Activision.
These are the TNAVs, man. Even if you get the bad ones,
it's worth it. It's prestigious.
Yeah, man. It's worth it.
All right, what's next?
The next category is the late to the party award. So this goes to the whatever that you experienced that didn't come out in 2020. Basically, it could be anything. Maybe you watched Star Wars for the first time in your life this year. Mm. That could be included. Mm. Guys, it could be included.
All right.
Shit.
Star Wars. But you didn't see Star Wars for the first time.
You're right. That was last year's. Yeah. Blaine, do you want to go first?
Yeah. So my first one is kissing a girl.
Wait, what?
What?
I'm just kidding.
what the fuck?
I'm just kidding. So late to the party, my runner-up.
Human contact.
Is Hearthstone. Heroes of Warcraft.
Okay.
So for a long time, I didn't want to play this online card game because I said, man, it's just too much randomness, and when am I ever going to sit down and just play all the time? Turns out a lot. So because I'm not playing Magic anymore right now, I've been sitting and playing Hearthstone a lot, and I found that I really, really enjoy this game. And I've sunk money into it. Let's not get into that.
You bought the expansions?
I bought the expansions and more.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah.
Wow.
Runner up for you?
The runner up for me is Late to the Party, right?
Mm-hmm.
I picked an anime called Steins Gate.
Oh!
Yeah.
I watched really that good. This year. Changed my life.
My life view.
I thought I knew anime.
I did.
Yeah. But yeah. So it's not anime for everybody, that's for sure. But it's one that really clicked with me, and yeah, I picked it.
That's the one with the
time travel.
Cell phone
time travel.
Okay. Yeah.
Microwave.
And Tootaroo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gel bananas.
My thing is something I experienced as a kid, but like never really got into until Uh-oh. This year, which is Shaman King.
Oh,
like, I started reading Shaman King this year, and that's, I only have like the first 12 volumes, but I just couldn't put it down. I was reading a volume a day for 12 days, and I just read all the things I have. It's a really good series.
It is good.
I think the last thing I saw was I was introduced to the Archangels.
Did you get introduced to Lyser yet?
Lyser?
Nah, still not yet.
I think so.
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's cool. He got taken over by a vampire for a second.
Good times.
For a hot minute.
Good times.
Oh, that's Lyser for you.
Yeah, there you go. He dropped the Big Ben on someone. That was cool.
That's his attack. That was pretty cool.
He made the Big Ben out of strength.
Yeah. I told you.
That was cool.
Yeah. Love it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Real ones?
Real ones? You go.
All right. The real one for me is the movie. I don't think it's going to win. But it's the movie Blazing Saddles by Mel Brooks.
You actually related? I thought you loved this movie from the beginning.
No, I've never seen that movie until this year. I love Mel Brooks movies.
Which is weird then that you
Yeah, this is like the only one I haven't seen for now. And this is a silent movie I haven't seen.
Okay.
But yeah, I watched it with nonstop laughter out of my seat, tears in my eyes. Like it was the funniest movie I've possibly ever seen.
I have friends who his favorite movie is Blazing Saddles.
Oh,
so yeah. I can believe it.
It's really, really good. I recommend it to anybody.
Okay. All right.
You?
My pick is also another anime.
Oh, wow.
But it is probably one of the greatest anime.
Tenga Toppa Gurren Lagann.
Cowboy Bebop!
Cowboy
Bebop. I have heard many magnificent things. All of them true. I understand why this is considered a classic. While it won't break my top three, actually it might. When someone goes up to me and says, hey, Vince, Cowboy Bebop is anime. I cannot disagree.
But yeah. You can also not agree.
But yes, yeah. but like Cowboy Bebop is that thing where it's like, I see where Firefly got a lot of its inspiration from. I see why I like space westerns so much.
Mm-hmm.
This is the culmination.
And it's just like, the music in that show, like it all makes sense. A lot of the pop culture references for the late 90s and a worthy candidate for me.
Nice.
It's a good candidate.
So my pick for my actual Late to the Party award is there is a certain archetype of movie that I like.
Romantic comedy.
Stripper.
No, that's part of it. But I found the granddaddy of all stripper these kind of movies.
Dance movies?
Rush Hour movies. Oh, sorry.
And that movie, the movie that started it all, I think, is the movie Footloose.
Oh,
wow.
By Kevin Bacon.
A classic.
Shut up.
It's a good movie.
So I sat there.
It's a classic. What are you talking about?
I sat there and watched it one day. It was on Netflix. And I couldn't stop smiling because it had every trope known to man. Literally, this Kevin Bacon is fighting for the right to dance.
Nice.
And I said, wow, that's all step
up. Wow, Kevin Bacon.
This is a better step up. And it was done even before. it's time, you know? Cool. So yeah, I like this movie.
Oh, this we have tough. No, yeah, we have no.
So yeah, this one's tough because they're all more personal experiences versus cumulative experience. So is there something that we all did? That we all.
I also watched Cowboy Bebop this year.
Okay,
but I just didn't put it on my list because I didn't finish it. I got halfway through it, and I still think that series is one of the better. Even halfway through, I still think that series is one of the better anime series I've seen.
Okay.
So,
what were your picks again?
Blazing Saddles and Shaman King.
Oh, Shaman King.
The manga specifically.
Ah.
Let's just play Final Fantasy VII and get on our way.
Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Does that count?
No, it does not. Because it came out on. It was the PC remake. It came out last year, I think.
Yeah, but it came out last year?
I think the PC remake came out last year, right?
Well, this is the Late to the Party Award.
Oh, yeah, true.
Final Fantasy VII count?
No.
You? This is the first time you're playing it, right?
No!
Oh, okay, then no. Then no. No.
No. Jesus. I played that game when it released. In 97.
That's true.
Man.
That's true.
I was 7.
And then I played it the year after, 98.
Man. Oh,
that's awesome.
And then one more time in 99.
Man.
What the hell?
Yeah, I really liked that game when I was a kid.
Yeah, apparently. All right, so what's the deal here?
Yeah, okay. I'm fine. Like, for me, Blazing Saddles is like a totally personal experience.
Yeah.
And as a group, like, I don't think. Yeah, I can convey that to you without actually sitting you down to watch it.
Yes. I will throw away Steins Gate as well. Because even though I liked it, I don't think you guys would like it.
And I think both of mine are just basically like very personal for me. But here's the one thing. I have seen a Cowboy Bebop movie, and I thought it was very good as a movie. Uh-huh. So I can agree with Cowboy Bebop.
Okay. And Anthony, you pick?
I can also go with Cowboy Bebop. Even only having half seen it, the show is amazing.
Like, we've seen parts, and he's seen the whole thing.
So as a group, we pick Cowboy Bebop as the TNIB 2015 Late to the Party Award. We understand now why Cowboy Bebop is anime.
And also is not anime.
And is not why it transcends the genre.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, good call. The next award is pretty much the opposite of disappointment. It is the best surprise.
Yeah.
The thing that either you had low expectations for, completely ignored, and then just caught you off guard, and you're like, holy shit, that was amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll list off my runner-up first, if I picked one of this. So I watched a lot of anime this year.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of bad anime.
Tell me all about it.
There's this one anime that I watched. TJ also watched this with me. And we looked at the cover and we said, what the fuck is this garbage?
Yeah. Right?
Because there was this dude and a chick wearing a dress whose boobs were held up by string.
Oh.
The title of this anime is called, Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon? And for everything I just described, you're like, that's
sounds like garbage.
Garbage.
Yeah, it sounds like trash.
But we loved it. And I kind of wish he was here, because I know he would pick it instantly.
But doesn't that mean that you guys are trash?
Yes.
And no.
And no.
Is it actually that good?
It's like mainstream good.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like the really popular type of anime that really clicks with everybody.
Yeah.
It's like that kind of anime.
Okay.
But yeah, no, that's my runner-up.
Levin, right. You want to go?
My runner-up is the movie Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah!
Oh,
so this movie,
that's a good pick.
I was thinking it was going to be whatever, maybe funny, but it was way funnier than I thought. I was laughing through a lot of
that
movie.
Yeah, that movie was
hilarious.
Surprisingly good.
Especially with Michael Pena doing those scenes where he's talking, hey, I know a guy who knows a guy, but looking for a guy who can shrink. Like, stuff like that. I lost it.
And like other people's mouths with his voice. Yeah,
I actually lost it in the theater. I was laughing so hard.
That was a good one.
And even the fight was hilarious because they're fighting on top of Tonka, or Tommy the Engine or whatever.
Tonka the Tank Engine.
Yeah, it's so awesome. Yeah. Yeah. This is my runner up. And so you can guess what my freaking thing could be. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay. Okay. All right. Anything?
My runner up is an anime.
Ooh. I'll judge this one.
This one won't get picked. It's okay. It's My Love Story. The shoujo, like, I just thought that this was gonna be, it's like, oh, here's
that,
like,
I can see, yeah, that also looks like trash.
I was like, oh, here's like a shoujo-y thing, like, I can get my shoujo in for the year. But it was like, it was really funny, and like, it twisted like what you thought it would be from the cover,
right?
Because there's kind of a big, kind of not the most attractive
he's
dude.
he's a gorilla,
right? And then there's like the Bishonen pretty boy, he moves his hair and it sparkles and all the girls love him, and you think it's gonna be about a story of like bro friendship, about how Gorilla Man is going to help his bro get the girl that he wants, but she's like shy and doesn't want to talk to him, and he's always, the popular girl's always after him or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's about this gorilla actually like finding, like actually getting a chance with a really cute girl, and it's like, it's the first relationship story combined with the story of true friendship and like,
wait, who's like, friends? Him and the...
Him, the pretty boy and the gorilla. And it's like a story of how to balance your life between having your first girlfriend and keeping your friendship intact. And like, what do you do in situations where you have to split time with each other? Or what would be the right situation in like a family emergency? It's like, oh, it's like someone's birthday, but a family emergency happens. Like, what do you do? Like, and
interesting.
It's just, it's a really heartfelt story of good people doing nice things, and it's just like, oh, like it just warms my heart.
Okay. That's good, man. That's good. All right.
My real pick for best surprise is video game related, because every month I look at the free games that are going to be on Xbox Live or PlayStation Plus, and I think around July there's this one game, and I read the title, like Rocket League.
No, yeah, that was
what
it.
Is this shit? All right, and then guys,
Rocket League.
I don't think I need to explain Rocket League as best surprise.
Man, Vince. Loves
it's hockey League. With planes, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Vince loves soccer Rocket with cars. League. Random.
Yeah.
Man, so, you really got into Rocket League for a while.
I did get into Rocket League. Make sure it might not even be the last time you hear it on this list.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Middle of the year, Rocket League.
Car of the year, Rocket League RC cars.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah.
You?
My real pick is not even media.
Ooh.
It's my trip to Japan. That was the biggest surprise for me. I was gonna go and I was gonna be like, man,
I'm you just so, had to put this in somewhere. Huh?
I'm gonna be so nervous. I'm gonna like, I'm gonna mess up everything. I'm not. I'm gonna be too worried to have fun.
Hey, hold on.
And
it's so funny.
It was the most fun I've had all year.
Okay.
If dare say in my life.
Wait, then why the fuck did you come if you were like, this is gonna be shit. This is gonna be shit.
Huh? Because I wanted to go. I was like, I wasn't that. I didn't think the trip was gonna be shit. I thought I was gonna fuck up so hard.
Okay.
Right. But like, the people there are nice. I went with great people.
You want me? So
and TJ.
Sure.
and it was a fantastic trip, and it was like a great experience that I would never trade.
All right. Fine.
So mine is also a trip I took.
Ooh.
It was a trip to the one and only Justin Bieber's album.
Oh shit!
That is my surprise of the year.
Oh
my god, that was crazy good.
That was really good.
Yeah,
that's like as the
I got him. The fact that nobody picked it, I was so excited.
As the hipster kid.
Yeah,
that album's really good.
Fuck. So you listen to one song and you say, oh, okay, he's got another catchy one. Good. Second one, you're like, wow, okay, whatever. Third one, you're like, okay, something's got to be going on here. Listen to the album. Oh man,
he's got like 4 songs on the Billboard Top 100.
I know
he does. I'm like, how did you get like? Would you release them all at once?
And like 3 of them are in the top 10.
Yeah,
it's insane.
This was my surprise of the year. I didn't think I'd like Justin Bieber again after Baby. Yeah. Man, it's good stuff.
Yeah, I think. I think after as much as I like Rocket,
going with the album.
I'm gonna go with the album because I mean. I have one album on my
literally
iPhone.
One.
I have one album,
and it's that one.
And it's the Justin.
Wait, what about that U2 album that they?
Oh God, everybody has.
What about that?
What is it? What was it
like?
Called?
It's in my library. It's in my library, but I don't have it.
Purpose.
I have this Justin Bieber Purpose album on my iPhone. I bought the album for my dad, and for Christmas, and he liked it too. So
that's a good album.
So all of us will do this to commemorate the fact that
Justin Bieber.
That's what he does,
all
right?
Hail the Lord. JB.
Illuminati.
JB, when you're done being popular, come back to your Canadian bros.
Yeah, bring over your Rari.
And come back to your home province.
There was a video where he was in his Ferrari. He's like, yo, man, they don't want us driving Raris. And then I'm just like, oh my God.
Yo, that album was good, right?
It was very
good.
It is very good. Yeah. There you go, Justin Bieber, surprise of the year.
All right, I can see the subscriber count going down. Down. Zero.
And negatives. Zero. How is that possible?
Who knows? Okay, speaking of Justin Bieber, we're going to move on to the best song of the year.
Oh, man.
This was hard for me. I like a lot of songs.
Here we go.
Oh, fuck.
I have honorable mentions.
Yeah, let's not even bother. Just go.
All right, so... my runner-up is Drake Hotline Bling.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Okay. I can see it.
So this is a weird year for music where a lot of like the indie hipster stuff
was garbage.
I didn't like.
Yeah.
Ooh. So I was just mainstream all year.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. You're growing out of it now.
Yeah, man, you're getting older. Yeah.
No, this should just be a weak year for music.
No, 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 no. Top 40 is where you're at now. Top 40.
No, that's just a weak year for music. It's okay. Man, Hotline Bling.
Okay.
That is a great, amazing
I can't song. Even imagine what your thing is. You like Hotline Bling a lot.
I know.
I love Hotline Bling so much.
I know.
But I love
one. Hope for number one.
Yeah. So mine is... sorry, did you have something more to say?
No, I was going to say, it's not what you think it is.
Okay, good. So mine is the track that defined... One movie.
Tell me.
It was Charlie Puth and Wiz Khalifa.
Oh.
See You Again.
See You Again.
Which was playing when CG
Paul Walker
was driving away from real Vin Diesel.
That song has like a billion views.
I know. It's crazy. That
1.3 billion.
That song's crazy big.
That's a great song.
Yeah, and I forgot that it came out this year.
That was this year.
Huh? Yeah. Seven was this year.
Man, you know how often that song got played on the radio?
All the time. Yeah. Like people complain about Adele right now, but that song
was on all the time. Yeah.
Adele. Don't pick Adele.
I'm not picking Adele.
Okay. Hello?
No, I'm not picking Adele. I hate that song.
Can you hear
me? I'm not a fan of that song. I'm gonna pick I didn't really know who to pick for my runner up. So I could go with anything. I really don't have a runner up.
Okay. Wow, what is your main one?
Cop out?
And then I couldn't pick number one because I'm like, I like his whole album.
Oh, J. Beams!
You can pick two Justin Bieber songs.
You gotta pick the one that started the craze.
Okay, I gotta pick What Do You Mean?
What do you mean?
Okay, I gotta pick that. Like, the song I really like on his album, though, is Where Are You Now? The remix.
Oh, with Skrillex and Diplo?
Yeah.
That is the fourth song. Sorry, I was like, there's three songs. There's What Do You Mean? Sorry.
Yeah.
Love Yourself. And then that one.
And then, yeah. But yeah, What Do You Mean is my song of the year for Justin Bieber reasons.
For Justin Bieber.
For JB reasons. So my, what is it? My song of the year is actually You Used to Call Me on Your Cell Phone.
Ooh, Hotline Bling.
All right.
Only because I haven't seen a song make that big of an impact on everyone all at once like that.
Yeah, it
really blew good. Up. It's just social media. It was on the news. Everything. It's just hilarious.
Okay, also speaking of art, it blew up with all ages too.
Yeah.
Like at work. Little kids are just listening to Hotline Bling, like,
which is pretty bad.
Is there bad words in that song?
No, there's no stress in that.
No, but that whole song is about him being a booty call.
No, that's not it. Actually, it's about him trying to get back with a girl who's moved on, obviously. Actually, what I think. Doesn't it sound like that?
I thought it's about booty calls.
I thought it was like, we used to be fuck buddies, and then...
You used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love.
Yeah, because it used to be in a committed relationship, obviously.
And you're a good girl because you're only my
But, like, I don't know. The Macarena is about a girl trying to have a three-way with her two friends.
That is true.
And, like To Become One by the Spice Girls is, like, just talking about how her and her boyfriend had sex last night. There are a lot of songs that are terrible.
Okay, the Spice Girls one's kind of cute.
And lovely, yeah.
Okay.
But
it's really graphic if you listen
to it. Oh, yeah, but it's a cute and lovely
It's
little
real
situation.
Graphic.
Valentine's Day.
I don't know what yours could be.
Yeah, what is yours?
You would have. I don't think you've even heard this song.
Oh.
It's called "Save That Money" by Lil Dicky, featuring Rich Homie, Quan, and Fetty Wap.
All right, so Hotline Bling it is.
It is a song.
Hotline Bling takes
this guy,
it.
I just want to explain it. This guy made a rap. He's like a comedy rapper.
Okay.
And he made a song about instead of living this extravagant rap lifestyle, about being the most penny-pinching motherfucker you can be in the rap game. And he made his whole music video for free.
Really? How?
So he went, like, he needed a nice house to film at. He went to the Beverly Hills and, rang doorbells and, like, asked people if they could use their house.
Yeah.
Some old lady let him use their house. They asked, there was an ice cream truck driver, and it was like, hey, can we use your ice cream truck for a thing? And it's like, Fetty Wap's here. And like, oh, Fetty Wap's sick! And then they use it. They asked some dude in a yacht yard to use his yacht, and they let him take it on the ocean to film his rap video for free.
They got
a free Lamborghini to drive down the streets. They got free club access with bottle service. It's not only an amazing song, but it's a great story.
I want to see this video now.
It's fan-fucking-tastic. We'll watch it after the show.
Okay.
I love that song so much. It's just a legit good song.
Okay.
Hotline Bling it is!
Hotline Bling it is, though, because that's the only one we agreed to on.
Well, though, you could say the Hotline Bling is.
Do you know why?
Would you agree Hotline Bling, though? What? Today, like, is it an impactful song this year?
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Because of all the memes.
All the memes are so good.
And the best one is the Star Wars one.
I like the pepperoni one, where he's throwing pepperoni on the pizza.
That's what you like.
Call 1-800.
Hotline Bling, yeah. Open late night. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was great. That
Drake, again, like Justin Bieber, bring both Canadian bros back.
Yeah.
We'll give you the commemorative TNAB Wheelchair Jimmy Award.
Yeah. Wheelchair Jimmy?
Yeah, we'll meet you in the six if you want to just get your award.
I want a shirt that says
the six? Me too.
You guys are idiots.
There's an OVO store in Toronto. I want to go get the owl shirt.
Yeah,
we'll get
some owl tags.
Just go to the Raptors store. You can get it there too.
The sick? Wait, yeah. No. So the Drake Owl.
Yeah. Oh, you want that one?
Is that the sweater at the OVO store? But if I want to get like a sick shirt, I can either go Raptors or I can go Blue Jays, I think. Because there's that guy
get
at
the
Evo.
Raptors.
So
don't get the Jays.
But I like better in blue.
Just FYI,
I don't.
Next
you
year,
don't. Trust me, you don't.
Next year, the crew's gonna go to OVO Fest and we're gonna film it for you guys.
Fuck that.
I'm gonna go to OVO Fest. I want to go to OVO Fest.
Let's go to OVO Fest.
Owls everywhere.
All right. Time for the big three.
The big three
awards. We're going to start off with TV show of the year. TV show of the year. I think I'll go first on this one.
You watch the most TV.
I do watch the most TV, but at the same time, I also watch the most anime. And I'll tell you again, both my picks are anime.
Anime dads.
Wow.
Oh, I know what the two
Not
are.
Both my picks are anime.
So my runner-up, and I think, is almost more worthy than my actual winner. But my runner-up is Food Wars.
Food Wars is pretty good
because Food Wars is like Vince. You don't like Shonen that much anymore, man.
Shonen's great.
And this first episode is a little too etchy for you, but then you just keep watching.
And you're like, oh,
and you keep consuming.
Yeah, but you also watch Mermaid Drive, so
yeah, that's true. but Food Wars, I mean, like, it's it almost I like it because it totally plays on the shonen tropes.
Yep.
And then it throws it back in your face.
It's true.
And then it's on top of that, it's just being great.
Yeah.
Cooking has never been so fun.
Oh, yeah. Not at all.
Ever since fighting Foodons has cooking not been this so great.
And I do like how they're all like culture based.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like different people walks, even though it takes place all in Japan, of course.
Yeah, true.
Everybody seems to be from a different
country. It's a world tournament.
Yeah. So yeah, there we go.
Three duo. Female. It's all so good.
For my runner up. It's actually kind of a cop-out because this is the only other show I finished this year. It was Jessica Jones.
Okay. I haven't even started that, but I heard nothing but great things.
So I've heard actually mixed reviews on this one. Some people say it's the most awful thing. And I actually give it kind of like a 7 out of 10. I enjoyed it.
Did you like it less than Daredevil?
I didn't watch Daredevil.
Daredevil's great.
So Whoa. Apparently there's a character in there from Daredevil, and I just didn't know who she was.
What's it, Daredevil?
Yeah, suddenly your score is irrelevant.
Yeah. But
Daredevil's really good.
Yeah.
Is Daredevil this year?
No.
Last year. You.
My runner-up is Master of None.
I've heard a lot of great things about this show.
It's written, directed, starred by Aziz Ansari.
And who's the Asian dude?
He's only in it for like three episodes.
No, but he writes it.
Too. Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're a duo.
I have no clue.
Yeah.
But that show is a really smart comedy. Just about it's a rom-com, but it's about real life in the modern age.
Yeah.
And it's not like a Friends level of like, oh, I got all these problems or whatever. It's just a dude trying to live his life and figure out his life. But it's so smartly written.
Yeah.
And it's also smartly shot. There's a lot of jokes that are visual gags. Mm-hmm. And if you don't catch it within that scene, you'll miss it.
Right.
So there's a lot of stuff like that. It's a really funny show.
Well, that's unfortunate because I like to watch my movie or shows while I'm playing like Hearthstone or something. So I miss stuff.
Yeah, but those ones, like, the visual gags aren't, like, super important, right. But they're there and it adds to it.
Yeah, okay.
Also, the dude from Archer's in it, the guy who plays Arnold.
Oh, that's funny. His voice.
It's exactly the same, because that's just his voice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Cool. Right. Should I go with my...
Sure.
My winner is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Part 3, Part 2. Egypt battles.
Was that here?
Yeah, that was this year.
That was the season.
And they fought all the big dudes. They fought Anubis. They fought Darby. They fought your boy Dio. They did time stops.
It was all animated, which is
pretty sweet. All animated, and how he did. How they're showing him walk around people, like.
He also hits people on his way too.
Yeah, right? He hits people on. It's fantastic.
All right then.
I know what Vince's winner is. It's that high school.
It is my teen romantic comedy Snafu / Ore Garu.
I knew.
Because it is the realest of real high school.
I can't believe School Live didn't make it, but I guess that was only for like one.
See, that was my other surprise of the year, but then when I think about like the other things on the list.
They're more impactful overall.
Yeah. But yeah, you got it. You nailed it. That's my number one.
Oh, my number one is his number two. Food Wars. Because there has not been there's not been a show that I've watched where I was constantly smiling this year, and I couldn't wait to watch more.
Yeah,
and I was genuinely sad to see it finish.
And it didn't finish.
Yeah, and it's not even it's finished. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I'm thinking about reading the manga. They're releasing it here now.
The monks.
I'm gonna read my anime.
Oh, fuck. This guy. So we're going to this one.
Food Wars got 2 out of 3.
You guys are right.
But would you agree though? Have you ever seen
Food Wars? I've seen up to the first.
But you liked it too, right?
I did really enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. It's just enjoyable fun, you know.
It's really fun. It is.
Man, did you like the principal?
The
buff dude
I didn't get. I didn't get to the principal.
Oh, damn it!
I got to the. It's like pretty much the cooking tournament at this hotel.
Oh, and then it's like the next
battle with the Japanese.
Wait. Okay, yeah. It's the next few episodes.
Okay.
All right. Oh, yeah, Food Wars it is. Listen to Food Wars, guys.
You should give it a go. Even if you don't like anime, it's actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
There's some stuff in there that might turn people off, but...
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about the orgasm.
When the orgasms and the naked cults start bursting off the hot chicks.
Actually,
just enjoy it.
I have a story about this. So, I was out in London partying with some friends, and we were all drunk.
Yeah.
You have to, right?
Yeah. Afterwards, we all crashed at one of, like, a mutual friend's place. And she said that she had Crunchyroll. So I put on Food Wars for them. And they all didn't want to stop watching. They thought it was the funniest thing they've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I guess it was a combination of being drunk and hungry.
Yeah.
And the funny stuff happening. But apparently, it's a lot of people like it. Like, you know, just regular people.
They're that scene in the dorm when the older, like the guy who's the head of the dorm, he opens up the ceiling tile and says, "Hey, come to our room." I died laughing. I lost my mind. It was so funny. Those kind of gags are always get me. Like, hey man, what's up? You should come to this room. And just closes it.
Yeah, this show is good.
Yeah.
So good, in fact, that somebody's little brother
bought a pillow. Pillow. Whoa. Of our blue hair.
Oh, he got so mad. He got so mad that day.
Okay.
When I tried to hug his body pillow.
You didn't try to hug it.
I tried to H-word it.
Yes.
I hugged it intensely. It was a full body hug with legs and everything. It's a full body hug.
Some would say more legs than anything.
More legs than anything.
It was a full body hug.
There you go, Food Wars. You win the best show of 2015 from the Come Collect Your T-Nab.
So,
and give us some merch.
Give us some squid with peanut butter.
I think what he says is ogare yo or whatever. Hope you enjoyed it.
Thanks for waiting.
You.
Yeah. Shout outs to Generation Jewelers for coming out.
Yo.
We're not picking Yu-Gi-Oh this year for anything. Yeah. So.
What did you say?
I was going to say, if you guys go to OVO Fest, he would like to meet you.
Let's do it.
Yugi?
You bring me Yugi at
OVO Fest? Are we talking about Yu-Gi-Oh?
I can't tell. His name's New Generation Duelist on YouTube.
I did see it. That's what.
Yes. But there you go.
Yeah.
Next up is the coveted Game of the Year.
This is a good award that I never win.
Of course not.
Yeah, because then you pick stuff like...
I pick good games.
Well, hold on. Before we go anywhere, just cross out Metal Gear 5. Just cross it out right now.
Ooh. Bye. What's funny is that you didn't see the micro expression on his face where the minute he's up there, he's like... What do you mean?
What do you mean?
That's what he went. He just went down and then...
Just cross it out.
Now to figure out whether it's the runner-up.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, no, it's the top one.
It's the top one. I know Metal Gear is his favorite game this year.
Is it?
Just cross it off now. Is it? It's not winning. What's your runner-up, Anthony?
My runner-up is Monster Hunter
4. Oh, what is the top one? Oh, my God!
Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate. That game came out in, what, January?
February. It was early.
February? Yeah, and, February. Like, it's a game I still play. And they're still releasing content for it. It's easily the game I've spent the most time with.
Yeah. It hooked all of us.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Blood? Online play.
So my runner-up is actually not a full game, but an expansion.
Oh,
they had released a new expansion. This it was the one Indiana Jones based one.
Yes,
it was League of Explorers.
Yeah,
and what I like about this game is that when it adds an expansion, it changes the whole metagame, even if it's just one card. So that's what I like about it. All some cards are busted, but
My runner-up is Rise of the Tomb Raider, because you know Lara Croft. I love
game's pretty good.
Sorry. Laura Croft?
Laura
Croft. I love Laura Croft.
Whoa, buddy.
Buddy.
Buddy. It is my runner-up because, man, fantastic game. It just narrowly lost against my number one. That's all I can say.
Which is Metal Gear 5.
Yeah, I'll bet. Number one is The Witcher 3, The Wild
Hunt.
If there was ever a game to demonstrate what the current gen of consoles is capable of doing on an open world, this is the one.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of other shit you can do in that game too.
Yeah.
Which is just fun.
Cool.
So my number one game is Gwent. The game within that game. I'm just kidding. Can you imagine though?
That's so weird.
Yeah. Meta. Card of the year is a great card. So my actual game of the year is Monster Hunter 4, because that created a lot of fond memories with all of us, and actually it sunk our hooks in so bad that we didn't leave each other's houses for
Until like 4 in the morning.
I blame you guys.
And we would warp.
Whatever, it's your house. You could have kicked us out.
Yeah.
And I blame you guys. You're the enabler.
And the thing is that like I would warp my sweep schedule around this game, which is not the same thing I do, you know?
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's my game of the year.
Tell us, please.
There we go. Is it actually?
Spelunker Stomp 5!
God damn it!
If there is a game to show what current gen consoles can do in an open world, this is the one. All right?
You can't steal my lines, buddy.
Yes, I can, because it beats out The Witcher 3.
Oh, that's so
too bad. I haven't played it, though. So, but Metal Gear Solid 5 is this amazing piece of insane
garbage.
Awesomeness.
Okay.
That, like, people don't get away with doing the things this game does anymore. All the Easter eggs, the elaborate systems and gear and your mother base build. Like, it's like all these different games, and they've actually merged successfully together with their, like, kind of pseudo online mode, with their actual online mode, which is also really good. The story is told in a really different way than Metal Gear has usually done.
What story?
What? The amazing story of a man.
I'm sorry, what story are we talking about?
Metal Gear story.
What?
The Metal Gear Solid 5?
Phantom Man has a story?
Has a story.
You're shitting me.
It's in awesome.
What?
There's just the guy who's on fire.
This went over my head.
He almost said insane, but he went, it was in awesome.
It's insanely good. Insanely good. There's just it just happens to also have a child psychomantis who controls things with his brain, and also a giant whale that's on fire.
Okay.
Yeah, just...
Yo, fission mail, bro. This is over.
That's the best game in the series! Not 5, too, but 5 is awesome! Fission mail is the best moment in Metal Gear.
So you're telling me that 5 isn't better than the worst Metal Gear?
It's better it's not as good as the best Metal Gear.
Wow.
Metal Gear Solid is the best Metal Gear.
I think this one's going to Monster Hunter, guys.
Yeah, well, I can agree with that. But Metal Gear Solid 5 is so amazing.
I don't know if Vince called it way beforehand, but he knew. He just knew.
He knew, because it's between those two for me. And it's if I told you the runner-up, then...
in the beginning, he called it.
I knew from the day this game's released, it was announced, what Anthony's game of the year would be.
Metal Gear Solid 5.
Because he has this unequivocal bias towards Kojima.
It's not
it doesn't,
bias.
Like, he can't see past faults anymore. It's Kojima did it. Listen, it must be good.
If there were faults, I would point them out. But see, there aren't any.
See?
Listen.
No bias.
I just said the story, and he's like, he struggled. He struggled with that.
No, it's amazing. Kojima is this crazy nutcase who is a creative genius, even though he's mentally unstable. And he creates these amazing masterpieces of video games.
All right, Capcom. You come collect your shit.
Yes, Monster Hunter. Come collect your T-Nab, because you have won. I think you are the first...
Back-to-back?
not back to back, but recurring award taker.
Yeah. Because
3 Ultimate took it 2 years ago. 4 Ultimate takes it this year. And I'm guessing Cross is going to take it next year.
Is Cross coming out here?
I don't know.
Oh, but we usually get like the Ultimate
version. When it does, you know it's taking it.
It's going to win. This isn't like this Gaia where we get tired of it. This is actually adding on new stuff, bro.
Yeah, it's cool.
Bruh.
This guy adds on new stuff, but you guys just don't like
it. Like, see, compared to 5, this guy 5, Monster Hunter 5, and then Metal Gear Solid 5. You know, clearly one stands out from the rest.
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 5.
Oh, sorry.
Metal Gear Solid 5.
New Generation DualSense's commentary as Metal Gear Solid 5 is base simulator 2K15.
It's the best base simulator ever made on top of a tactical espionage action game. It's like 30 games in one, and they're all the best versions of whatever they are.
Listen, I'll play it after the year begins, right, and maybe it might get the Late to the Party award maybe next year.
It's really good.
It right? won't, but it's maybe. Really I'll give you that it's hope.
You might get a TNAB.
We talk about you, might love, you love odd-numbered.
I do love odd-numbered
numbered Metal Gears.
Yeah, it's
your favorite.
Before I just completely abandoned Metal Gear.
We're sorry to lose you.
Fair enough.
But here's this pamphlet so to catch you up on what you've been missing.
Just knock door to door.
Last of the big three awards is the Movie of the Year, and some would say this is the most important award of TNIAB.
Yep.
Blaine, what's your runner-up?
I'm going to lose these ones, I'm forfeiting my things.
Oh, is this movie? Sorry.
Yo, my runner-up this year was a movie I enjoyed seeing, and I screamed like a little girl with my mom's. It's Magic Mike XXL.
Fuck! What?
Yo, this movie's so sick!
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I love this movie so much. I own it. I also own a digital copy a week before that.
Do you own the ultraviolet copy?
I do own the ultraviolet copy. Fuck. Oh my gosh. I don't even own the you know what? I don't even own the ultraviolet copy of the movie that I'm gonna pick as my number one.
Okay. So okay. Go ahead, Andy. What's your runner
up? My runner up is Furious 7.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. My runner-up's Furious 7.
Oh, you like that movie.
That's a great movie. No, it is a nice not. It's a nice send-off to Paul Walker, and it is also cool that Vin Diesel is now the Hulk. That's a great movie. You I like that movie a lot.
You like that this movie degenerated into an Expendables.
Yeah, that movie's great.
Oh, man.
The Rock drove an ambulance into a jet drone and then ripped the gun off the drone and then shot a helicopter. Yeah.
Okay.
And then Vin Diesel went like this and went boom and it crushed the parking garage.
Good times.
Yeah. Like you guys, both my picks are movies that are not critically the best, but they're the ones that make me feel like a child the most.
All right.
So my runner-up is Avengers: Age of Ultron. Wow. Because, I mean, like, that movie just had moments.
It just had superhero team. Yes, yeah. I mean, the one moment that it really got me was when they were trying to get the hammer up.
Yes. Yes.
Cap like nudged it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, I like that stuff. I liked Hawkeye living on a farm.
Yeah. Like this would never be my disappointment of the year. Never.
Yeah. Of course not. Who would do that?
Only a monster would do that.
And come on, when the Hulkbuster came out, you could not be impressed.
Good moments does not a great movie make.
You know, we're just going through the moments as the movie went along.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And then that one time.
Then Ultron showed up and he ripped himself.
And Ultron is fucking cool. If there was a villain of the year, I probably would. No, I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
But he would be nominated for
one. If there was a coolest moment of the year, I think I'd pick like the part where Ultron ripped his old self to reveal his new self. That was cool.
That was pretty
sick.
Cool. That was pretty cool.
And then I would pick the time when Chris Evans ripped a log in half to reveal himself.
Yo, man, stop taking from my pile.
Yeah, that was a good line.
Yeah, there's a lot of quips in that movie, but it does not make an overall great movie.
If you put enough quips together, you can work something out.
Yep. That's my runner-up. What are your winners, guys?
My winner is...
Wait. Trader Compton.
It's not Kingsman?
Oh, that was this year.
Oh, it's Mad Max Fury Road.
Okay. Oh! Okay.
Mad Max Fury Road is my favorite movie that this year. It is visually amazing.
That's a good call.
The story is fantastic.
The world building was good.
Yeah. The world building was fantastic. Like, I have zero complaints about that movie.
Okay.
It's just, it's overall amazing.
Yep.
Mad Max Fury Road. Mm-hmm. Also, it is a great use of 3D and D-Box.
Oh,
I always think those things are a waste, but this movie actually works with
that extra
stuff.
Well, it's
because
you're in a car the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it actually works with that extra stuff.
Yeah.
Dude with the guitar was cool.
Yeah, he got a flamethrower guitar, and he was the bard.
Yeah, he was cool.
He was cool.
I want a car with just speakers everywhere.
Yeah. I don't think that's street legal, but
no, it's not. Blame your winner.
So my winner is Creed.
Oh yeah, I could see that. You really like that movie.
I did. I thought I was gonna like it, and I liked it more than I thought I'd like it. I just don't know. I'm a sucker for Rocky movies. I'm a sucker for training montages. I'm a sucker for hardworking anime sports characters, and this had it all.
It had anime sports characters.
Oh hell yeah!
Okay, I should watch this movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. And they brought back Rocky, and basically, you know, because it wasn't written by Sylvester Stallone and stuff, I feel like
it took on a different take.
Yeah, it took on a different take on a lot of it. So yeah, I liked it a lot. So this is my movie of the year. And you really, even though Ant-Man kept me laughing the whole time, this movie made me, I was
excited. There's a range of emotions in that movie.
Yeah.
It's like happy, sad, laughing.
But I just was engaged. Life, yeah. I was engaged the whole time.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
So Vince.
Oh, come on, guys.
How's Star Wars?
What am I going to pick?
How's Star Wars?
I have to pick The Force Awakens because more than anything, this movie felt like Star Wars, like the original Star Wars.
Yeah, it even had the wipes.
Yeah, man. And when like Han's like, yo, fuck, man, we're home. And he's like, yo, it's all real. I'm just like,
yo, fuck, man, we're home. That's yo, fuck, man, we home. That's what he says.
Yo, Chewie, we home.
Yo, fuck, man, we home. That's,
this is 2015.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Han's reformed.
Not gonna lie, when it first started and went, I was like, whoa, that I thought that hit me really hard.
Yeah, and the Falcon did some really fucking cool moves and maneuvers. Like
they drifted it.
Yeah, when Rey flies the Falcon against those TIE fighters, I was just like, and the TIE fighter screams, oh my god.
That's
oh my god!
Apparently, that's like something inside a metal bowl, like how they make that sound.
Yeah, it's a shame that we didn't get to talk about it on the show proper because I would. Well, actually, it's not because I would have just been gushing over it.
Yeah,
but yeah, I cannot not pick Star Wars for reasons of being Star Wars. I count back. There was no crossover.
Of what?
Of any picks?
Yeah.
There was no crossover.
Well, there's no. We're not picking Magic Mike.
Yeah, I know. Not picking Avengers or Creed.
And we're not going to pick Avengers because I won't pick Avengers.
I won't pick Avengers either.
Yeah. I'm going to pick Star Wars. Star Wars.
I don't pick Star Wars.
Fuck! That sucks, man.
What was yours again?
It was Mad Max, Fury Road.
So here's the thing about Mad Max. I think, like, critically, Mad Max is probably the best movie of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in terms of which is the movie
Terms of pandering?
And you know how Anthony is really all about Kojima? I'm all about Star Wars.
Okay.
The only difference is I can win my category.
Ugh, gross.
I must say, I saw both Mad Max and Star Wars.
Yeah.
And Mad Max I thought was cool, but for some reason, a lot of emotions were dug up when Star Wars, when the first scene opened and everything, and cool. You know, just, everything is classic, you know?
Yes, yes. Yeah. The thing about Mad Max, like, Mad Max is a really great film. I'll totally admit that, like, post-apocalyptic is not my scene. That's what didn't click with me as much.
Yeah.
But it's the type of movie that, like, I saw it, but I don't want any more.
Okay.
Like, I don't want another. I don't. I'm done. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Star Wars is like, feed me.
Man.
Feed me the Force.
We are
the Shove opposite. It down my throat.
I saw Star Wars, and I was like, I'm good.
Yeah, but you never liked Star Wars.
I think Star Wars is fine.
Yeah, see? So, get out.
You think Mad Max is sweet?
I thought Mad Max was awesome.
All of Mad Max is.
Thunderdome was okay. Thunderdome was fine. The original was really good.
Okay. Yeah. I should pick Furiosa for my other female of the year.
Furiosa was cool. I knew why you like this movie. It's because all the VS models.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. They were all
there. They're all there.
They're all Victoria's Secret models in that movie.
But yeah. Oh, man.
I don't think they were. They only rose with Huntington models, right?
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm sure the other ones were models.
Yeah, they are models. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Star Wars?
You guys. Star Wars? I do not think Star Wars is movie of the year, but
it is movie of the year. Thank you, sir. Star Wars.
It's okay. It's fine. It's Star Wars,
guys. I've spent so much money on merch.
Star Wars. Yeah, I know it's crazy,
issue, man.
Fuck, man. I got a gift card, pretty much to the Lego store,
and so it's to the Star Wars.
It's to the Star Wars store, guys.
Wait, have you gotten the BB-8 yet? Then
no, I haven't because it's still sold out. I might. Go get it.
Is there two different versions of that?
Yes, there's the cheap Hasbro one, and then there's the official Sphero ones.
You'll get the Sphero ones. Those things are sick.
If you see that thing, let me know.
Yeah, of course.
But, it's okay. Star Wars, man. Lightsabers and shit. Finn was... Oh, man, I really like Finn.
Finn? Like Jake and Finn?
Finn from Star Wars. That is Finn. Dog and Finn the human.
So no, but really, I'm surprised none of you guys said Kingsman.
It had a moment.
No, it was like this year.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought it was last year.
I replaced Furious 7 then, and I put Kingsman.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
That movie has one of the best action sequences of any action movie I've ever seen. It
certainly does. I think Kingsman's better than Furious 7. That's a good choice.
Yeah, I picked Kingsman over Furious
7. I also think Kingsman had one of the best trailers that I liked.
It did.
It made me excited to see the movie.
But Star Wars it is. Movie of the year. J.J. Abrams, come down.
We'll have your lens flare ready.
It was so good that I went back and rewatched Star Trek and
Into Darkness. We watched the other series.
It was so... Okay, so I took my sister with me to see Star Wars.
Yeah.
She's never seen Star Wars.
Yeah.
And now she's like, that was good. I need to see Star Wars.
It's okay.
Anthony has no heart and no soul.
Whatever.
The enemy of fun.
Whew, I thought I
liked it. I liked it when that thing happens.
Oh, man.
When you know that thing.
Oh,
when
fuck.
That one thing happens.
My heart.
When the bro moment, yeah.
That was real awesome.
Let's move on to probably the single most important award now. TNIAB's Best of the Year.
Oh, wait, but we forgot. Best oh, wait, that's probably year. After this.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Best of the year.
Best of the year. Does anybody want to volunteer to go first?
So we can pick something totally whatever, or yeah. One of the winners from the previous.
Yes.
Does this have to be runner-up and thing, or is it going to be like...
It's going
to
be runner-up and thing. If you don't have one, that's okay.
Right.
You want me to go first, guys?
Go first.
Okay, I have a runner-up.
Right.
No. So you guys know I like anime.
Yes.
Yeah. Like a lot of anime.
Yeah.
My runner-up is the arbiter of anime.
Okay.
Crunchyroll.com.
Oh my god.
I really hope we're getting paid for my Crunchyroll right now. I really hope we're getting paid for my Crunchyroll right now. Because I can't not pick Crunchyroll.com.
Because I remember being in high school and really liking, or even a couple years ago, like with anime, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, how do we watch anime? It's like you gotta download it, or you gotta find somewhere that has it illegally. Maybe you gotta get bootleg VHS tapes from that Chinatown place. But it's always hard to get. But nowadays. Fucking $6.95 a month. Unlimited anime.
Unlimited. And manga.
And manga.
Live action dramas.
Exactly.
Man, I'm losing money not subscribing to this.
You are right, my friend. You are right.
God damn it.
Crunchyroll.com is my runner-up for best of the year.
Oh my god.
You guys didn't see that coming.
It is unreal.
That's a good pick.
That is a really good pick.
That is a really good pick. Holy smokes.
Man.
Oh my god.
My best of the year, or my runner-up, I guess we're doing runner-up.
Yeah, runner-up.
My runner-up is the country of Japan.
Okay.
There's a lot of cool stuff on that trip. I really like that trip.
All right.
Country of Japan is real cool.
Okay.
Man, you like anime. Let me tell you, this place has got hella anime. It's almost all anime. It's like 90% anime.
It's never not anime.
Yeah, it's never not anime.
It is kind of like culture shock when you walk into like a late night drugstore and there's like anime characters everywhere. On everything.
I got Azuma 11 branded energy jelly.
Yeah, like or when you're in like the high fashion districts of Shibuya and you're like at 109 station.
It's like, oh, there's like Nami.
Yeah, she's wearing all the fashion.
The
you're like
fashion.
Huh?
This is like, yeah, yo, Japan might be more anime than Crunchyroll.
Oh,
yeah.
It might be more anime than anime.
Yeah, it might be more anime than anime.
Okay, it's cool.
Oh my god, that's so funny. Oh,
Blaven, tell me.
So my best of the year is actually also another streaming service.
Wait, do you only have one or both?
I have two.
Okay.
So
I don't pick Funimation.
No, I
motherfucker.
I've been thinking about canceling this for a long time.
Uh oh.
But I never got around to it, and I never really used it because my parents were always using it. But it's actually not gonna lie, it's Netflix.
Wow.
Because you know what I've been realizing lately?
Tell me.
We're such shills.
I know.
We're such shills.
They gave us two things this year, okay?
Yeah.
One, Netflix and chill.
Ooh.
That was the big thing this year, right? Right? Am I right?
Chill was the big thing
this year.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And the second thing is that they come out with movies literally months after their release. Cinderella was on there literally 2 months after.
Yeah, they're pretty quick now. And in Canada, we get all the Marvel movies, like all the Disney movies now.
Yeah. They had Age of Ultron. What the shit?
Like, I think we're going to get Star Wars like next month.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, we do. We get it super early.
Yeah.
So yeah, this subscription service, pretty sweet. I always was like, hey, am I really using the $7 all the time now? Yeah.
Collecting that money.
Yeah, so this is, I know, it's good times.
Okay, yeah. Well, there you go. Wow, these are some weird picks.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go back to be more traditional because my pick of the year is Star Wars.
Episode 7. Star Wars.
We've already talked enough about Star Wars. So there we go.
But what about Star Wars?
Oh my God, I know what you're going to pick. Don't do it, man.
What am I going to pick?
Set it up.
Don't do it.
Call me Plissken. Don't do it, Snake.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, it's going to be real gear. Here we go.
Kojima Productions.
No!
No!
Not
even the game. Hideo Kojima in general.
Oh my God.
Is Anthony Kuliko's best of the year.
See, earlier when I said that Anthony has an unequivocal bias towards Kojima.
Gee, I couldn't tell.
Hideo Kojima is a mastermind of storytelling, of gameplay fuckery, of world building, of character creation.
This man is
the best, and he escaped the clutches of the evil Konami Corporation to ascend, to make another studio of the same name.
Konami?
No,
Kojima Production. Fucked up shit, and he made Konami 2.0.
No, he left his Kojima Productions Konami branch to go and fund and make Kojima Productions.
Okay.
Wow.
And man, I can't wait to see what that guy does 2016.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Kojima.
Blaven, what is your best of the year?
My best of the year is actually something we all did together.
Yay!
What did we do?
And I'm going to have to say Monster Hunter 4.
Oh,
we actually, you guys don't understand. It was actually 3 or 4 months.
It was an issue. Every day because there was online play.
Yep.
You know what? It was definitely an issue.
Yeah. It was definitely an issue.
It was a problem. It was like, you know when like you hear about like, oh, look, this kid in World of Warcraft played for like 5 days straight. That was us.
No, it's just we kept playing it and we all needed stuff. So we would schedule time around. I actually didn't do certain things because we were getting together.
Mm. Yep.
Oh, man, that's a good sign of a good drug, that this is it. And man, it also gave us a 90s night, you know, where we always just sit and listen to music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It just gave us
our rule.
It gave the TIB crew
literal bond. 300 hours of bonding time.
Yep, I have 300.
Yeah, fuck. Our game clocks are definitely, past 200.
Like, if we all add up ours, it'd be over 1,000. Hours.
Yeah, I think me, you, TJ,
and Vince,
that's over 1,000.
He played actually more than us, remember, for the 1 week.
Oh, yeah. He beat us by like 50 hours.
Yeah,
like,
whoa! You kept freaking playing when we weren't around.
Yeah.
And then we're like, this is when we know. We have to just play it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta keep up.
Right. Yeah, that was pretty crazy, right? That was a crazy few months.
I pick Monster Hunter.
Actually?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... because it was such a bad drug.
Like, it was rough.
It was like we were all on drugs.
And, yeah, and you know what, Blaven? Even when you stopped playing first...
we still played.
Yeah, you guys still
played. We still went on.
And we were like, he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know.
And when we went to Japan, we played that in Japan.
I know you guys did.
Like, every night, even though we had busy days, you'd be like, we need time for Monster Hunter.
You know what's messed up? When I street passed with people in Japan, I was higher ranked than... Japanese people.
And these people live in anime.
They live in anime.
Fuck, man. I told you, this was one
of... I was like, what are all these G2s doing here? They're not even G-crowns. What's going on?
I was thinking about it, and I said, what were the issues this year that were plaguing us? Like, this universe pageant, or like, what, you know, things that happened? I said, man, you know, for a good solid 4 months, we were addicted to this game.
You know what the biggest issue was?
Because there's a big gap in my memory from that certain time before summer.
You know what the biggest issue was?
What?
That goddamn Bracadillo's crown. Motherfucker just wouldn't do it. I hunted like 100 Bracadillo's.
He did.
To get that Valium. To get that goddamn Valium.
I think I got like my second drop.
I farmed Bracadillo's. For 2 weeks and got nothing.
It was difficult.
Yeah, Bracadillo's is tough.
And like, this is the first one where I actually started doing gunning, where you started using guns, and as I'm proud of myself.
Oh shit, charge blade, yeah.
We all use new weapons.
Yeah.
You use the guns, I use the dual blades, you use the charge blade.
Yeah.
This was a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, I teach you use the insect glaive.
Yeah. We all use new weapons.
We switched it up this time around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Well, we did start with our initial, like, hunting horn and sword and shield.
And then we're like, let's try some other stuff.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, it was a good time.
I can pick Monster Hunter. I can see that one through.
Yeah, you're right. It is better than Star Wars.
I thought you were going to say Crunchyroll.
Man, because like literally, like before I left, before I left for Las Vegas, there was a gap in time that I couldn't account for. I was thinking about this year, and I said, "What was there?" It's like, "Oh shit, that was Monster Hunter."
Man, it was totally Monster Hunter.
Yeah, it was fucking Monster Hunter.
Yeah, I was thinking about like I was like this year in games. It wasn't really a lot till the end of the year.
Yeah.
Like, oh wait, I just ignored everything in the first half.
Because it was Monster Hunter.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, I bought a PlayStation, I bought Bloodborne, I bought Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Did I play those? No.
I played Monster Hunter. I didn't finish Bloodborne until, like, midsummer.
Yep. This was.
Yeah, I think after Monster Hunter, I went straight into, like, The Witcher, which was, like, the first 5 months of the year, so.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Yeah.
That's our best of the year.
Monster Hunter's dangerous.
Yo, next year, it's going to be another one.
Congratulations, Capcom.
Look forward to your award next year for Monster Hunter Cross.
You should just give us the game now.
Yeah. We'll promote it. I'll just put it right here.
Yeah. We need a Monster Hunter poster.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. We should raffle us.
We should sell out.
To Monster Hunter?
Yeah,
Monster Hunter. Do that.
Yeah, we should sell it to Monster Hunter.
I'll sell it to Monster Hunter.
Or Crunchyroll.
Like, there were so many good memories. Like, remember when we found out that there was that dude who was, like, dripped in oil?
Pecan?
No, the Gogs and Magios.
Oh!
When we all didn't know that it existed.
And we're like, whoa.
And then the first time we fought that salamander, the guy that, like, wrapped around the spire, we're like, what is this? Oh, my God.
The Shah Dalamador.
It's like, yo, an Illich killed me. Awesome. But, man,
sucks. That was messed up. He shot an energy beam and died.
Man, all those good memories, you know?
Of us wiping?
Yeah, wiping like crazy.
Learning to use that big cannon that's like a cannon inside a cannon. And
Yeah. The memory of chasing, what is it, Silver Wrath? Jiren gear, only to find out it doesn't exist in the game.
Yeah, it's a good
that time. One time when we were like, we're mid Camellia's farm, and then Blaven's like, I'm not playing anymore, and we're like, crap, we have to deal with status
the hunting horn was
we
gone.
Have to we have to deal with status ailments now.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Shit.
Yeah. Okay, well there you go. Best of the year goes to Monster Hunter 4. So I'm just gonna quickly recap all the awards.
Yeah.
So hottest female of the year goes to Jennifer Lawrence. Daisy Ridley.
All right.
Goes to BB-8.
BB-8.
If I could, I would give it to BB-8.
Does BB have a gender?
It's Bill Hader.
It's a boy.
A man.
Yeah.
A male crush of the year goes to Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt. Good looking dude.
Most underappreciated of the year went to. I can't remember.
Me neither. That's how much we don't appreciate it.
Did it go to Rocky? No.
No, when one of yours?
Creed?
Did it go to Rocket League?
No.
No, that was Best Surprise. Most underappreciated of the year.
Was
oh,
it
sorry.
One of mine?
It was yours.
It's so underappreciated.
Yeah, it was actually your pick, right?
Oh, let's see.
No, because he picked Compton.
No, I picked Compton and this guy at 5.
It was Creed.
Oh, yeah.
It was Creed.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Man, sure. We're going to be looking so
man,
foolish.
We're gonna, it's probably not Creed. Yeah, I'm going to say it's probably not Creed. Wait, hey, whoa. What were you two?
Mine were Star Wars Rebels and a comic on Transformers. It was
okay,
Creed.
And then yours was Creed and...
It was Creed and... Galaxy. No, it's Galaxy.
Galaxy! Wow,
that's how underappreciated it is. We forget it even existed.
Galaxy.
Uh-huh.
Disappointment of the year went to...
Oh, Spectre, I think, right?
No, it went to Rock Band 4.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We sympathize
with
you.
Yeah, my sadness. My $350 sadness.
Late to the party went to Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah,
for good. Transcending anime.
That's a good show.
Best surprise.
J Beebs, right?
Went to J Beebs' Purpose album.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Song of the year is Hotline Bling.
Hotline Bling!
That can only mean one thing.
What?
That the next award is.
The TV
show
of the year.
I think it's Food Wars.
Food Wars?
Yes. Yeah.
Movie of the year.
Yeah. Right.
Star Wars.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Star Wars. Game of the year went to
Metal
Monster
Gear
Hunter.
Solid
Monster Hunter. Hunter.
And best of the year went to Monster Hunter.
Go Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, before we wrap up, we thought we would throw in one more category.
Uh-huh.
This is brand new for this year.
This one I didn't have a hard time for.
This is most anticipated for 2016.
And we can only do this year, so this is the only time we can do this award.
Yeah, now we didn't really discuss if this category should have a winner or if it should just be a list of nominees.
Yeah. This is the nominees.
I like the argument. This needs a winner.
Okay.
All right, well, let's start off with the real question. This is the only question that you have to ask for next year. Are you more excited to play Final Fantasy 15 or Persona 5?
Persona 5. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Squeenix. Persona 5.
Squeenix.
So that's a good segue. Persona 5 is definitely up there on favorites of the next year.
Oh my god, I have so many picks for this. Yeah. Just, there's so many things I'm excited for. Keep next going. Year.
I just... Okay. Do you want to do one or...
Yeah, sure. My one of them is the Warcraft movie.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Shit,
that's coming
that
out.
That trailer
next
was
year.
Sick.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I just put in all caps and 5 exclamation marks the word video games. And then underneath, I just listed a bunch of video games.
Okay.
So I was like, Persona 5, Final Fantasy 15, Uncharted 4, Street Fighter 5, Horizon Zero Dawn, Mirror's Edge, Quantum Break, Mighty No. 9. Dark Souls 3, The Last Guardian. There's so many games.
Oh my god, I have so many movies.
Last Guardian's not coming out.
So, the game doesn't exist.
Please take that off your list, sir. And you're missing Fire Emblem Fates.
Oh, yeah, Fire Emblem Fates.
Yo, Fairy's Fates, have you guys seen the memes for Corrin? Corrin chooses to smash, and they just have him with.
Yes!
Like, there was one of like him, like. Gonna smash his own female self. And then, like, him with one of the other girls is just like, Corrin, she's, oh my god, it's the best.
I gotta see these actually.
Yeah. But yeah, so another one I have is Civil War.
Of course, how could you not be excited for that?
Civil War's good.
Civil War, I got Star Trek.
Yeah, Star Trek Beyond.
And my number one, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Out of the Shadows.
Nice. I am very excited for Batman vs. Superman.
See, that's the one I'm not excited for.
I'm super pumped. Like, I don't know if it's going to be a good movie or bad movie, but at the end of the day, it's Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman on the big screen, and how can you not be pumped by that idea?
And Lex's son.
Well, okay, maybe he's the one thing that's just like, But yeah, no, it's looking like a good...
Next year seems sick.
It does, for all mediums.
Yeah. True. My number one for next year is Suicide Squad.
That comes in next year?
I think
Oh, shit. It comes out next year.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
that
Jared Leto as Joker, Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Showed the Robin suit.
HQ. Here's another thing, though. Something I didn't mention this year, and I just want to give an overall mention, but Fables ended this year. So, yeah, give that
good.
A go. What?
Wow. Just saying. I'm glad.
Wow.
I'm glad it ended.
Yeah, was there anything about in this past year that you guys, that we didn't get to cover in our awards that you do want to give a special recognition to?
That's one of them for me.
For me? Oh, fuck!
That sucks.
No, that was last year. Never mind. Was it last year?
What? Maybe.
Monster? The new editions of Monster?
Oh, maybe. It's
I forget. I have no idea.
You spent all your money on Gundam the Origin this year?
He did.
Yeah, I did.
That's funny.
Gundam the Origin?
Yeah.
Baller.
Yeah.
That's a good. They're nice books. They're high quality paper. Mm-hmm. There are full color pages in that thing.
Yeah.
It's real nice.
Okay, if you can't think of anything like in terms of entertainment wise or releases, anything in your personal lives that 2015 brought to you that you guys want to highlight?
I went to Las Vegas to see my cousin who I haven't seen in actual almost a decade.
Wow.
So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, last time we talked to him, we were in high school, right?
Yeah, he remembers all of you guys except for you. He never met.
He never met the white one.
Yeah, he never met.
Would I not know you at that time?
Yeah, no, you never. You never knew at that time. But yeah, no, he remembers everyone from the old neighborhood and stuff. And it's it was fun to see him. And it's really nice to reconnect the family.
Mm.
Yeah,
my 2015 finally got me to get up off my ass and actually take Japanese lessons.
Well, you actually went to the
Yeah, and then I was like, Nihon. I went to the Nihon. I'm like, this place is cool. I would like to come back here sometime, and I actually started taking lessons. Yeah.
That's good.
And it's actually something I'm keeping up with. It's not like I took it and then whatever, but like I'm studying in my
office. Oh, yeah, you're just on break right now.
Yeah, I'm just on break until next semester.
And I mean, this is the first time Vince actually got to flex his muscles as a dad. Take care of Anthony.
Flex your dad muscles.
Fuck, man. I don't want to be a parent.
If you guys do anything for us this year, please listen to the show that after they got back from Japan, because it's one of my favorite shows we've ever done.
I learned how to fold socks.
That was the funniest. Man.
You learned a lot of shit on that trip, okay?
I think I forgot most of it.
Because all Vin said to me was, Blavin, you just need to listen, because today I'm going to tell you stories about Anthony and traveling.
Yeah.
Now tell me, what did you expect if Anthony were to do this? I'm like, I don't know.
Traveling's
a
easy,
normal
guys.
Person would do this. And he's like, nope.
Guys, traveling's really easy. I don't know what to say. Yeah. Traveling's no issue.
Yeah, so I guess aside from babysitting Anthony in Japan... for me, 2015 brought about, I really got into cycling this year.
Yeah?
You did.
I did.
Oh, I know what 2015 brought us.
What?
Vince, the crusher of nerds.
What?
When he destroyed those guys at Walmart.
Oh.
By stealing all.
Oh, man.
Force Friday?
Yeah, Force Friday. Yo. You're just like, I can beat them there.
Dude, here's the thing, right? Like, me and Anthony know this, but Vince obviously doesn't follow this code.
He does not.
You know, when you're a nerd and you get fit, you're not supposed to use this power against other nerds.
It's a privilege, not a right.
Yeah, right? Like, you
gotta use it wisely. It's like the Force.
Yeah, but instead, Vince chose to, in full effect, force choke these guys out of their toys. He's like, man, I'm so fit. I bet you I can hit there. Boom, got it. Out.
I needed, as a Sith Lord, I needed my stormtroopers, so I picked up as many as I could.
Did he get the last one? I think they're all gone. I think they're all gone. Vince, you monster! That's my best of the year, is Vince crushing those nerds.
Listen, well, hey, going back to cycling. I was cycling in the morning, and Walmart opens at 7, and as a reward to my hard work for myself,
yeah,
I would look for toys.
Even worse, he had the adrenaline rush, so he knew he couldn't be beaten.
Even after biking all the way there, he was still like, I can still beat him.
Smells of fear.
Yeah. I rewarded myself with an energy bar at checkout. It was nice.
No, you and licked the tears off their face.
You looked at them while you were eating your energy bar, like, oh, yeah.
Should have gone to cycling, motherfucker.
Yeah, that did happen.
Huh? Yeah.
Poor monster!
First Friday is awesome.
First Friday. I lost 40 pounds this year.
That's good.
And
that's good.
For that, I rewarded myself by spending an actual $1,000 on new clothes. I didn't tell you guys this, but I actually threw out my whole wardrobe and bought all new clothes.
Wait, what happened to your ghost trick shirt?
That one was given to just a random girl who I thought was cute and asked me for it.
No.
And she's like, are you sure you don't have a friend who really would like the shirt? I said, you know what? You're more important to me, and I just met you.
I would really like that shirt a lot. You should give it to me. That's a nice shirt.
Yo, it turns out I have a lot of graphic tees.
You know who has a lot of graphic tees?
This guy.
That's literally my wardrobe.
I know.
Mine's more solids.
And mine's more...
More Metal Gear solids.
Yeah. And mine's more stripes. So, you know, we got a whole range.
Yeah. We got a range.
Yeah. Yeah, this year's been a good year, actually.
Yeah.
Like, personally and, like, you know.
Yeah. And in terms of the nerd culture.
There's a lot of firsts.
Yeah.
For me in particular.
Like, yeah. Fuck, that Japan trip.
That
like,
Japan trip was...
That's like my whole life of firsts.
Yeah.
What? No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's like first time being dad.
Man.
Like a father to a grown child, grown-ass man.
So here's a life lesson. If you ever adopt kids, don't adopt an adult.
It's just wrong.
Just don't do it. It's just too much work.
Too late, dad.
It turns out you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
I'm only a quarter of a century old.
As I said, it turns out you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Yep.
You're talking about, I want to have full blow socks.
Uh-huh.
Do you?
Yeah, I still remember.
Is that the only lesson you took back with you?
Folding socks. You should roll shirts and roll things. Also, makeshift bubble wrap is just your layers of clothes.
Yeah.
So if you have fragile things in your suitcase, you just do clothes.
Like toys, maybe?
Yeah, like toys, maybe. You put clothes, stuff, clothes.
Yeah. Good job. All right.
Being in the middle seat of an airplane sucks dick.
Oh, yeah, it does.
And I was there both times on both.
Did you guys?
Yeah.
He also didn't listen to us when he said, sleep. This is a 13-hour flight.
I tried to sleep. I couldn't fall asleep. Whatever, I got you back. I just slept talk the whole night.
Yo, what a newbie. I don't know. What a newbie.
Anything else about 2015 or any speculations for 2016?
I don't know. Just the...
I think
any goals you guys have for 2016?
Yeah, get abs finally.
Become fluent enough to be able to read Japanese.
Japanese?
Nice. Mine's
maybe not kanji, because that's kind of.
Oh, yeah, kanji's the vocabulary. You'll get there.
So, yeah. Katakana and hiragana, like, that's be able to read enough. That.
Yeah.
I'm going to try get into competitive cycling this year.
Wow.
You're a monster.
Yeah.
Wow. I want it so that I can't fit through doorways. Because I'm so large and muscular.
I'm looking at a door just off there. And like, that's a pretty wide door, my friend.
Is it because your lats are so
my
big?
My lats, bro. Bruh. My goal is to drop weights intentionally this year.
You should just go to a powerlifting gym.
It's not the power. You got to bulk up.
Bulk up.
Yeah.
And then your bulk up goes too
competitive low. Cycling, Vince.
Yes. Did you buy that Gurren Lagann cycling
gear
outfit?
No, but I think I'm going to do that with my Christmas bonus.
Oh, no. Oh, but yeah, no, this seems like a good year, and I'm really looking forward to next year. I think a lot of nerd stuff's going to be in next year.
Yeah. Really
cool. Is Luke Cage next year?
It is.
And then Danny, or what is it? Iron Fist is the year after?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then the Defenders.
I want my Iron Fist now.
Too bad. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to wait. Okay, then. Well, there you have it, guys. We hope you all had a wonderful 2015, and we hope you enjoyed listening. This was the year that we first tried live streaming, and we've had
we did that too.
To some success. Some success.
Also,
what?
This awesome poster.
I've had this for years.
I know.
But we hope you guys continue to stay tuned to Three Nerds in the Basement in the coming year.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say. We hope you will enjoy.
Yeah, and since we won't see you until after, Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, this is
Friday.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy 2016. And remember, when you write 2015, the number one mistake is going to happen this year. People are going to keep writing 2015. You can just clearly, you know, round the back of it and make it into a six. Yeah. So
it works.
Yeah, it works.
It works.
Way better than 14. It's legally binding. Way worse than 14 to 15. That was hard.
That was very hard.
Yeah.
It was a hard transition.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. See you in the new year. Bye.